This next segment may not be for everyone. In fact, we weren't allowed to air a version of it a few years ago because it's about women's lady parts and sexual health and ways to overcome the loss of nature's lubricant, the hormone estrogen, as we age or after pelvic surgeries. 3 years ago, our then bosses said no one wants to hear that, but hundreds of women and a lot of men sat on the edge of their seats to hear about it at the Boston Book Festival.
Hi there. And
I was speaking with authors Ada Calhoun, whose book was Why We Can't Sleep, and Candace Bushnell, who wrote the Sex and the City series loosely based on her own life, and whose new book at the time about older women was Is There Still Sex in the City? Her answer, no. And it became clear in this frank, rollicking talk at, of all places, Boston's Old South Church. Lack of intimacy is often because of lack of knowledge, even by doctors. Ada wrote about menopausal women suffering painful intercourse and being told they should try a several $1,000s vaginal rejuvenation with lasers. Candace Bushnell wrote about getting the same advice.
You early on talk about a gynecologist telling you that your vagina is too dry and you must get the Mona Lisa treatment, which
right.
is surgery.
Well, she actually said it wasn't flexible enough.
What is this, gymnastics?
Our talk then turned to solutions.
There's almost nothing out there.
But there is. There's estrogen creams. I mean, some women can't do it.
Well, you know, if you use an estrogen cream, you're really not supposed to have sex.
Candace worried the cream would feminize her husband. Thank goodness there was a doctor in the audience.
The estrogen cream, you don't want to use it while you're having sex. The guy doesn't want to absorb it through his penis. And yes, I said that in church. however, you could do it at some other time of day when you're less likely to have sex.
But that whole absorbing part, that's not quite true either. That's why today we're bringing in Dr. Rachel Rubin, a urologist and sexual medicine specialist in Washington, D.C. Go ahead and do your Kegels, those pelvic muscle exercises, very good for you, as we hear about ways to keep pelvic tissue healthy. Dr. Rubin, Rachel, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a long time in coming.
Yes, it is. And so start with estrogen creams and Candace Bushnell's concern that that cream might then affect your husband or your partner, make them more feminine.
So this is such an important topic. Actually, one of my favorite topics. It's called genitourinary syndrome of menopause. And it's what happens to the genital tissue without hormones. When you add an estrogen cream, and we have more tools than just creams, thankfully. We have tablet inserts. We have rings that secrete over 3 months' time. We have vaginal suppositories. And so you have to understand that when you use this localized therapy that doesn't really absorb to any significant degree to increase any likelihood of feminization or anything like that, the estrogen levels in your blood don't really increase to a significant amount. In fact, that's been well studied.
Okay, so this is just a local to help with the tissues in that area. But is there concern about women who have had cancer, who maybe have had cancer in their family? We know estrogen promotes growth.
This is a very important, very controversial topic that doctors are not always completely up to date with the evidence. And we actually need a lot more evidence to have a real definitive opinion on this subject. But the cancer societies, the gynecologic societies, and the menopause societies have all come out in favor of the use of vaginal hormones when symptoms are severe. And so you have to understand, Robin, this isn't just a little vaginal dryness that you could use a lubricant. GSM, or genitourinary syndrome of menopause, causes urinary frequency, urinary urgency, pelvic pain so severe many of my patients can't sit. These symptoms can cause severe problems in marriages where intimacy is completely lost. And so the benefits of using a local vaginal hormone often outweigh the risk, which are minimal to almost none, even though there's this perception that hormones cause cancer or are dangerous. It's a complex story, but the benefits of estrogen, not only in fixing urinary and sexual problems, it prevents urinary tract infections, which can kill people.
Okay, and I want to be clear. We started by talking about this as kind of a quality of life issue, the fact that you're prevented from having intimacy. But I'm hearing you say it's a much more serious health concern.
This is absolutely true. As a urologist, I have to strongly let people know that urinary tract infections can kill our patients. Oh. They can get sepsis, they can get antibiotic resistance, and you can die of a urinary tract infection. We have women in nursing homes that are dying all the time. They get mental status changes. And we know vaginal estrogen in some of our research and lots of research out there that has been around for decades that have shown a reduction of urinary tract infections by more than half. And so, in fact, because we don't like talking about pelvic health, because the term vagina makes everybody uncomfortable, we actually are killing women because they're not getting life-saving therapies that prevent the tissue from getting worse, which worsens the microbiome, worsens bacteria, worsens your ability to get a urinary tract infection, and then can lead to serious, significant medical problems.
I was just going to say, we've jumped over to urinary tract infections because the bacteria that's trapped after relations or even just from walking around in wet yoga clothes can lead to a urinary tract infection. And by the way, we know cranberry juice doesn't work, but a lot of women are taking the supplement D-mannose to help prevent urinary tract infections. Do you support
that? Yeah, so I do support that. The problem is that vaginal estrogen works so much better than all of the supplements out there because estrogen acidifies the vagina and healthy bacteria are then able to grow and then it suppresses the bad bacteria. DHEA is another product that is also on label and FDA approved, and both of them have been proven to reduce urinary tract infections, but nowhere to the degree of vaginal hormones.
Okay, so jumping back to intimacy, and some of the things we heard about from two authors. What is this laser-based vaginal rejuvenation or a Mona Lisa surgery?
Yeah, so just like resurfacing your face with lasers, the gynecology community sort of stole it from the dermatology communities to try to resurface tissue, so vaginal tissue, if you will. So if you use a laser on the tissue, can we heal the tissue so that it's strong, so that it's healthy, so that it lubricates, and so that it can also not have symptoms like pain with sex or urinary frequency and urgency? And data is pretty mixed, and they're very expensive and not well covered by insurance. And so my job is to say it is a tool that you could consider. But the thing is we're not giving women information about local vaginal hormones, which don't have very many side effects or very much harm. And they're often not being given those products because they have an idea or a fear that hormones are dangerous, which is not true.
Okay, so we hear you, but what about dilators?
Yeah, so your pelvic floor is always contracting and relaxing, and sometimes it goes overboard or it's too weak. And so you've got muscles that actually need rehab, just like if you get a knee replacement. And so often we will send our patients to these magicians called pelvic floor physical therapists who basically rehab the pelvic floor, especially after childbirth or in menopause. They can help with pelvic organ prolapse. They can help with pain with intercourse. And so it's often fixing the tissue, which is irritated, dry, and lacks acidity with a vaginal hormone, and then doing the rehab of the muscles to teach them how to relax, to teach them how to move, and to teach them how they know that they're not in pain anymore.
We are talking to Dr. Rachel Rubin, a urologist and sexual medicine specialist, about the discomfort that a lot of women have in their pelvic area and how it leads to pain during intimacy and ways that that can be addressed. And Doctor, we were just talking about dilators. You're talking about, you know, physical therapy and how women can kind of do their own physical therapy with this dilator, which looks a lot like a vibrator, which most people think of as teehee, a sexual device. Are you saying these dilators and vibrators are actually medical devices?
Absolutely. And the more research that gets done, it really is something that we as doctors need to be talking about more with our patients and even prescribing more. This idea of vibration therapy or dilator therapy, these are often medical grade devices that can aid not just in pleasure, but in healing the pelvis. And so, listen, when we were many decades ago, you know, you had to go into a store where there was newspaper on the windows and you had to feel like a pervert just to walk inside. It's not like that anymore. You can buy a high-end medical-grade device, sexual aid device on Amazon, you know, that can come straight to your door. And we really, they can help to maintaining intimacy, quality of life. And the more we can support that, the better.
Well, we began by listening to our conversation at the Boston Book Festival with author Candace Bushnell. And there were hundreds of women in the audience. And one got up and she was so indignant. She said she was told by her doctor that her vagina had atrophied and there was nothing that she could do about it. There was an audible gasp. I mean, here she had been hearing three women, myself and two authors, talk about solutions for this problem, and she had not heard of any of them. Do you hear that?
Absolutely. And the fact that we used to call it vulvovaginal atrophy is just horrible. This is why we changed the name in 2014 to GSM, or genitourinary syndrome of menopause, because this is very severe urinary problems. And so it's something that this is why I'm on social media screaming my head off. And that got actually Mark Cuban on his website. He has a pharmacy. We worked together to make vaginal estrogen products $20 a tube.
Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Yes, that guy, he got into the vaginal estrogen market, and it's saved. It used to be $400 a tube, but now it's $20 a tube.
We'll put all of this information at hereandnow.org. Dr. Rachel Rubin, urologist, sexual medicine specialist. Dr. Rubin, Rachel, we finally got this on the air. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And as always, consult your own doctor.